Random House Audio presents Shanghai Girls by Lisa C. Read for you by Janet Song. Author's note. Shanghai Girls takes place between 1937 and 1957. Readers will find some of what today we would call politically incorrect terms, but they are accurate to the time. Regarding exchange rates, silver dollars were used in Shanghai before November 1935. Chinese yuan were used after 1935. The two were roughly equivalent. I have chosen to stay with dollars and cents because some were still in circulation and they are a more familiar currency to Western readers. The copper-silver exchange rate ranged from 300 to 330 coppers for every silver dollar or yuan. Part 1. Fate. Beautiful girls. Our daughter looks like a South China peasant with those red cheeks, my father complains, pointedly ignoring the soup before him. Can't you do something about them? Mama stares at Baba, but what can she say? My face is pretty enough. Some might even say lovely, but not as luminescent as the pearl I'm named for. I tend to blush easily. Beyond that, my cheeks capture the sun. When I turned 5, my mother began rubbing my face and arms with pearl creams and mixing ground pearls into my morning juk, rice porridge, hoping the white essence would permeate my skin. It hasn't worked. Now my cheeks burn red, exactly what my father hates. I shrink down into my chair. I always slump when I'm near him. But I slump even...